Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're going to be talking and praying this week about Jesus being King of Kings and the authority that comes with that. Yesterday, we began this Good News of a Risen Lord series as we work our way through the last six chapters of the Gospel of Luke. And so, focused in yesterday in our message on the triumphal entry. Jesus riding into Jerusalem, hailed as a king. And what that meant, practically speaking, the authority that he had and the authority he displayed during that day. And so throughout this week, we'll look at different things, different aspects of life that the Bible says Jesus is Lord over. He's King of. He has authority in. And we're going to begin today with Jesus being King over heaven and earth. And Matthew 28, verse 18, Jesus is preparing his disciples for his departure. And it says, Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." When we think about that, I think sometimes we accept the idea that, well, Satan's the authority over earth. And while he is called the prince of this world, that's as far as it goes. Jesus is still king. God is still in charge. There's, because of sin, there's some influence that Satan has, but he's not making the final decisions. And so it's important to know that all authority in heaven and on earth has been bestowed upon Jesus. In our American culture here in the United States, we struggle at times with comprehending what it looks like, what it feels like to live with a king ruling over us. And when we consider our independent nature, the realization that we exist as the United States of America because we didn't want a king, we begin to recognize why we have a tendency to push back against God, why we tend to struggle with Jesus being king. We don't mind a good leader as long as we maintain our independence. We don't mind someone helping as long as we're still able to be in charge of our own life. And yet Jesus comes on the scene and makes it clear, even as he commissions his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel, he makes it clear that he maintains and has been given all authority. One of the things about kings is if they're really living and acting as a king, and it's not simply a showpiece, they have the authority. The king rules, and as in many situations, obviously they have the right and ability to delegate that authority, and generally kings of nations that have much population at all, at least, have found the wisdom in delegating authority because it's how they get things done. But the king is ultimately the one that determines whether that delegated authority is being used appropriately or not. You read throughout the Old Testament and you'll find cases of kings exercising their ultimate authority in good ways, but more often than not in not so good ways. And we recognize that when Jesus is king over heaven and earth, he's not a king like the earthly kings. He's a good king. He's a king who desires that those who are a part of his kingdom would prosper. And we realize that as a good king, as a king desiring for his kingdom to prosper, he delegates authority to the citizens of his kingdom. The Bible says that to some he gives the authority to be apostles, and they laid the foundation for where we're at as children of God within the church. To some, he gave the authority to be prophets and teachers, and on it goes. And he makes it clear that he gave the authority for all of these different levels of service so that the body as a whole could be built up, could maintain and achieve unity under the headship of Jesus. And so, whether somebody has been given the authority of teaching, there's still a boss. There's still a king. It's often a broad authority, but it's still a limited authority in that it can be removed if it goes against the king. You read the book of Revelation, and as the messenger of God addresses these various churches, he will say to watch out, or your candle will be removed, your light that's supposed to be shining in the world as kingdom light isn't leading people in the direction it ought to lead them. And the king has that authority to say, this isn't going the right direction. Now, with a good king, with Jesus, we recognize and we understand that his desire is to restore us. When we stray, when we head in a direction and teaching and belief that is not accurate, he wants us to not spread that, but he also wants to restore us to accurate teaching, to accurate belief, to accurate practice of living as a citizen of his kingdom. And so we realize that his authority in heaven is often taken for granted because that's his place. That's where he lives. You kind of would expect him to be in charge of his premises. But Jesus asks us to pray that his will, the will of his Father, would be done on earth just as it is in heaven. That same level of authority to expect his citizens to live in obedience, to live in a way that honors the king, to live in a way that promotes the king, to live in a way that is pleasing and acceptable. You see, God's desire is that we would recognize and understand that His authority extends over all. Those things on earth, those things in heaven. And it's through that recognition, it's through that acceptance of His authority as being Lord of heaven and earth that we begin to live differently. When we see Jesus as King of today, as King of my workplace, as King of my school, as King of my neighborhood, of my community, it changes. And it ought to change how we view each of those things. And when we do that, we live different. Sometimes we think that we're the head of our home, we're the head of our work, or our boss is the head of our workplace, or the owner of the company is the head of our workplace, or the mayor is the head of our community, or the governor is the head of our state, or the president is the head of our country. They have limited, some more limited than others, but really limited authority compared to Jesus. And it's not that we dismiss their authority. It's not that we rebel against their authority. But we consider their authority in light of Jesus having all authority in heaven and on earth. And so we live seeking to please those that He has placed and allowed into positions of authority, and we live honoring our King. And so today, as we go about life, we do so with Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us everything that we need in order to accomplish the good works that You created in advance for us to do. And Father, we recognize today and we ask that You would help us to grow in our acceptance and obedience to Jesus as the authority, as the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, as the One who is over all things in heaven and on earth. And Father, as we consider the various levels of delegated authority that exist here on earth, may we do so with an understanding that Jesus is still in charge. And whether it's the levels of authority that we have been delegated or others have been delegated, may we never forget that all of them are designed to be under the authority of Jesus. And Father, within our homes, within our workplaces, within our schools, within our communities of believers, may we live not only with a greater awareness, but with a greater obedience to Jesus as King. Father, may it be our desire to honor Him. May it be our desire to live in a way that reflects His nature more accurately. Father, may we honor our King. May we live in obedience to our King. Father, as we consider what it looks like to live in the very presence that You exist in, may it be our desire to have a similar level of relationship with You here on earth. To understand and to recognize and to live under that authority of Jesus. And may we continually gaze into His Word for learning and for transformation and for help and knowing what it looks like to live under that authority. Father, as we live life, as we represent Jesus, as we do what You have called us to do in loving people, in serving You, in honoring others above ourselves, may everything we do today be done in the context of Jesus being King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So may we view authority differently, because we view Jesus as the ultimate authority. And Father, because He has called us to, may that lead us to a greater respect for those with the various levels of authority here on earth. And Father, as we learn to respect our King, as we learn to honor our King, as we learn to obey our King, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Had another message pop up again this morning that the video was supposedly blocked due to music that was copyrighted. As I've continually submitted to Facebook, I don't have music playing. But anyhow, I hope that you were able to catch the broadcast in its entirety, or at least close to that. And I will continue to work with the powers that be. Perhaps let them know that all authority in heaven and on earth belongs to Jesus. But anyhow, thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.